If you want your wedding officiant practice to connect with a local church, you need to approach the pastor or church board with humility, clarity, and preparation. Do not begin with pressure. Do not begin with demands. Do not assume the church already understands what you are trying to build. Begin with service. A good opening might sound like this: I have completed or am completing wedding officiant preparation through Christian Leaders Institute, and I am pursuing or have received ordination through Christian Leaders Alliance. I am developing a local wedding officiant practice to serve the bride and groom with biblical clarity, ceremony excellence, civil responsibility awareness, and prayerful care. I would like to share the model with you and ask whether there may be a healthy way for this ministry to connect with the church. That kind of introduction is respectful. It does not force a decision. It invites discernment. Before you approach the pastor or board, prepare 5 things. First, prepare your ministry purpose. In 1 or 2 sentences, explain why this wedding officiant practice exists. For example, this practice exists to serve the bride and groom with Christian wedding preparation, biblical ceremony leadership, prayerful presence, and a clear witness to covenant marriage. Second, prepare your scope. Be clear about what you do and what you do not do. You officiate weddings. You meet with couples. You help prepare the ceremony. You encourage biblical marriage formation. You may recommend Christian Marriage Growth or other CLI public-facing resources, but you do not offer licensed counseling unless separately qualified. You do not provide legal advice. You do not handle abuse, addiction, trauma, or serious family crisis beyond your role. You refer when needed. Third, prepare your process. A church leader will want to know how the practice works. Explain your basic steps: inquiry, first conversation, couple meeting, ceremony planning, civil license verification, rehearsal, wedding day leadership, license follow-through, and follow-up. A clear process builds trust. Fourth, prepare your accountability plan. If you are asking for church connection, be honest about what kind of connection you are seeking. Are you asking for prayer support, occasional pastoral consultation, permission to refer couples to the church, a formal ministry relationship, use of the building, a premarital ministry pathway? Do not be vague. Fifth, prepare your biblical marriage witness. The church will need confidence that your wedding ministry supports the church's convictions. Be ready to explain that you serve according to a biblical Christian worldview of marriage, with truth and grace, not harshness or compromise. A common mistake is approaching the church too casually. Someone might say, "I am ordained online now, and I can do weddings. Can the church send me couples?" That does not build confidence. A better approach is, I want to serve faithfully under clear boundaries with accountability and a process that honors Christ, the church, and the couple. Another mistake is asking the church to bless a ministry before you can explain it. Leaders need clarity before they can responsibly support something. When you meet with a pastor or board, listen carefully. They may have concerns, they may need time, they may suggest changes. They may say the church cannot formally host the ministry, but would still pray for you. Receive that graciously. A church connection is not something to manipulate. It is something to steward. Your goal is not simply to get approval. Your goal is to build trust. When you approach a pastor or church board with humility, preparation, and a servant's heart, you make it easier for leaders to understand the ministry. You show that wedding officiant practice is not just a side activity. It is a local Christian witness. It is care for the bride and groom. It is a way to support covenant marriage. And when the church can bless that wisely, the ministry becomes stronger for everyone involved.